Thank you, Miss Marietta Jäger. When we say unpreparedness of humanitarian actors to assist refugees with disabilities, we mean that something as simple as the bathroom is not accessible. Humanitarian actors don't know that most of the refugees have fled due to violence and war, circumstances in which debilitating injuries and trauma become a commonplace occurrence. But still, they are unprepared. The reason for this inadequate response is the lack of properly collected data. Nobody knows how many persons with disabilities have arrived in a camp or a country. Lack of disaggregated data by age, gender, and disability leads to the invisibility of persons with disabilities and the assessment procedures. Their needs are not identified, and thus they cannot be properly assisted. Thus, refugees with disabilities face barriers in accessing even the most basic services and are excluded from education and opportunities to increase self-reliance. For example, neither in Syria nor in Turkey did the building in which I lived have a lift, which meant that I had no chance of going outdoors on my own. When I was living in Turkey outside a camp in a house with my family, I was registered as a refugee, but nobody came to ask me about my needs. Nobody cared that I was not attending school. Humanitarian actors should actively seek to fill the gaps in their statistical data by reaching out to people with disabilities and their representative organizations, both at local, national, and regional level. They should ask people with disabilities about their needs, but asking is not enough. Any attempt to improve the situation is doomed to fail without the meaningful participation and active involvement of people with disabilities, in particular of the most marginalized groups, such as women and girls with disabilities, persons with intellectual and or psychosocial disabilities, in the planning, development, and decision-making processes of all stages of the refugee response. Lastly, I would like to say that we all owe people with disabilities a safe, happy, and a successful future, as we owe to anybody else. Thank you.
Chairperson's microphone, please.